took, damn, I was going to, you know, try to go off and then you just go and do that, man. You know what I mean?
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Oh, shit. What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Saya SO on all social media network.
And it's your boy, J Omega SO. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network, Twitter, Snapchat.
SO was real quick?
No. I was thinking about spelling it out, but I said, you know what? Fuck that. But now,
you know what, man? I really do have to, like, for the people who are just listening, I got to let y'all know, it's Saya. I get a lot of, like, people, like, try to figure this shit out. It makes me, like, wonder, like, should I change my fucking name or something? Because
I hear it all the time, Sire. I hear Sire I get all Sire, the time.
Which, cool, is kind of where it comes from, but I kind of, like, switched it up a little bit. And then I also get, like, they just say, like, they really pronounce the E. They're like, Sire? And shit like that. I'm just like, no, just...
My mother, and actually Jeremy... Jeremy and my mother pronounce it the same way, and it kills me. They say Zaire.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no,
Z.
I see him all the time. He does that. I'm just like, you know what? I've known you for so long, but you know what? It's cool.
When he's cutting my hair, he'd be like, "Yeah, man, I just saw Zaire not too long ago," and I smile, but I'm thinking to myself like, you know him personally.
Yeah, you know him personally. I actually prefer if he just called me by my government at that time, man. Like. Like, seriously,
man, Zaire was just saying. My mother be like, "How's Zaire? How's him and his kids?"
I guess I do gotta change it up, man. Nah, fuck that. You know, I mean, they always say stick with the name that you pick. But
nah, definitely, because I've thought about J Omega every once in a while. I'm like, is J Omega gonna still be relative to who I am after a certain time?
Yeah.
I think Zaire for you, there's a meaning behind it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I do have a meaning.
With mine, it was like, all right, I was trying to go for a cool name and there's like a little bit of a meaning behind it, but it's not as personal as yours or as artists that they just use their regular name.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, damn, you know, I wonder if J Omega is gonna... But that's just what people know me as. Period. They just know me as
J
Omega.
But you know, artists nowadays, they have funny fucking names anyway. Not saying our names are funny, but
you ain't kidding.
It's got weird. Like, I love McConan. Like, we can't just call you McConan, nigga. Like, we have to say the I love.
Right. So,
whatever. Anyway, we're doing that to, we kind of want to reintroduce ourselves. You know, I know we have a lot of new listeners, you know, people that haven't been here from like our first episode. I mean, if y'all went back and listened, we definitely appreciate it.
Shout out to y'all.
You know what I mean? But, you know, we just want to let you guys know who we are. Because, you know, we're getting a lot of people who are talking with us now, but they may not really know us like that.
Shout out to all the new listeners, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we do know that within the past 2 months, we've gotten a lot of, like, not only brand new listeners, but more frequent listeners that kind of were listening in the beginning but kind of fell off. But, shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody who's leaving reviews.
Definitely. We have a lot of people are interacting with us now on Twitter. We gotta get the Facebook page popping a little bit, but Facebook is kind of anyway. But you know, if that's what you prefer, we're on Facebook too.
We definitely do got to do that. So first of all right, let's start off with this.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Like I said, I'm at J Omega SO on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. I actually just recently started a Tumblr account. For what reason, I don't know.
Okay.
But supposedly Tumblr is lit. So I'm on there too, J Omega SO. I'm a hip-hop artist, writer, graphic designer, engineer, all that good shit. You can find my music at soundcloud.com/J Omega. You can find all of my mixtapes. I have 10 altogether, but I think only 8 of them are on the website, but you can find them on datpiff.com if you just search J Omega. I'm more into like street music. I mean, I make a little bit of trap music and some other different types, but I like really, we from New York, so we really like that, you know,
like
that hard shit.
Yeah,
we're about the lyrics and then, you know, and the hard bars. So that's the type of music you're gonna get from me. I'm on Facebook and all that, but I'm not on there as frequently as I should be. But as far as our page goes, we definitely do need to get that popping a little bit more. Mm. So that's facebook.com/officiallystreet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a website. So we don't plug this enough, But I'm going to definitely start putting more work into the website. But the website is officiallystreet.com. We don't put that in the episodes enough, but we definitely got to start plugging
that.
Yeah,
we definitely.
Because you'll be able to find everything Street Official on that website soon. So that's the music, the podcasts, and any other little information that you're looking for, biographies and all that.
Yeah, so the biography's up there now and like a few pictures and I think all the podcasts. We haven't gotten to the music yet, but, you know, down the line. Baby steps, people.
Also, email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com if y'all have any topics that you guys would like us to discuss, if you have any questions that you want answered on the show, or if you want to just send us general feedback or whatever, definitely email us. And most of y'all already know to keep up with the live conversations on Twitter at TOSPodcast_SO. That's TOSPodcast_S. The letter O. I like spelling shit out. Yeah, I don't know why. Some people don't know what to fucking put. Like, it's, you'll be surprised. Yeah.
No, you'll be surprised. So you want us to look up TOS podcast.
You'd be surprised how many people probably looked up Sayer and couldn't find you because they put in an S-I, like,
S-I.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, for me, as y'all know, it's Sayer. So that's S-Y-E-R. All my social media, except for Snapchat, is Sayer, S-O. Snapchat is Sayer_SO. Like Jay, we're both from the Bronx. I am an artist as well, rapper, songwriter. I'm a producer. I'm just starting to learn the engineering side of thing, but Jay holds, you know, wears the hat with that shit.
10 years, man. It takes a while.
He's been at it. I've been at it for like maybe 10 months.
That's another thing. We've been rapping for a long time, man. I put my first mixtape out when I was 16. I know you were young around that age.
I don't really push my old stuff because I also was doing with a lot of, like, when I go back and listen to it now, I'm just like, all right, a lot of that shit. I don't want to say a lot of it, but some of it was a little fabric.
Well, no, I definitely don't push those mixtapes.
Yeah, I don't push
them.
But
that's when I first really released. That's why two of them are not even on that piff, because I just really don't even claim them. Yeah. But if you think about, in general,
we were
rapping and putting out hot music at the time, whether it was fabricated or not. A lot of music was fabricated in that time.
That's true.
2006, everybody was talking about clapping.
Oh, no,
niggas.
You know how many bodies I caught on records?
Moved mad weight, caught mad bodies, mm-hmm. and then I'm slick with it because I haven't done any jail time, so I'm just running around crazy, mm-hmm. doing my thing, fucking mad bitches, like mad jewels and cars, like, everything at 16.
No, nigga. And we were in Jay's pause bedroom recording.
Oh, no. Hard body. Yeah. But in the music, we was in the $1 million studio.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right? Like
Banks said, $1 million studios laying my vocals. No, we really weren't. But, you know what I mean? The bars were still there. The lyrics were still there. I'm just like Jay. My big thing is the lyrics. I do like to do a little bit more of, like, I don't want to say party music, but like a little bit of turn up shit. But for the most part, I like to just rap. I also I give you a lot of my life in my music. So if you guys want to check that out, it's on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/SayerSO. I have majority of my mixtapes on Dat Piff as well. It's S-Y-E-R. I also have beat tapes on there because I am a producer. So if anybody wants to fuck with that, you guys could look them all up there. It's all under Sayer on that page.
You're also on Hot New Hip Hop too, right?
Nah, I don't even think that does it exist still? I think I got rid of it though, and I just did everything with Dat Piff because they have the app for the phone now.
Gotcha. Yeah, I haven't looked in a long time, but I know you were on there at one
point. Yeah, if I am, I probably want to probably take it off. I want to just stick with Dat Piff since they got the app. Oh, that's another thing. If y'all go and download the app, y'all could have the music on your phone. That way you don't have to go like searching and downloading and burning the shit on a CD or whatever.
Yeah,
you get the shit right on your app. Dat Piff, their app. But yeah, man, that's about it. Also, besides that, father of four, if y'all don't know, I get a lot of jokes about that because I'm only, well, I don't want to say only. Niggas think I'm old. I'm 29, four kids, married, full-time job, so on and so forth. We're busy, man. We're busy, but you know, we're still at it. We're chasing our dreams. This podcast is doing well and the music is still there.
I know we was getting that deep. But yeah, most of y'all know I'm getting married next month in Mexico. Shout out to me. Shout out to my fiance, Quana. Mm-hmm. We're 26. No kids yet. Probably soon. But yeah, man, I mean, when Sia talks about busy, I mean, that's like an understatement.
Yeah,
like,
it really is.
It gets crazy, but we make it work. We bring this podcast to you guys every Friday. We haven't missed a Friday since we started the show in September. Nope. We started the podcast as a way to actually do what we're doing now and introduce ourselves to a different demographic of people. Because not everybody loves hip hop. I mean, the way we love hip hop and the Definitely. Type of hip hop we do. So in order to kind of build a better and a more broad fan base, we decided, all right, how can we kind of communicate better? Yeah. So we started this podcast. And it's been a long-term idea, but like I said, we just started in September, but it's really been doing well. And I can't stress the fact enough that it's because of you guys that are listening, because all we do is give you guys the product. We talk, we, you know, give our opinions on a whole bunch of different topics, as you guys that have been listening already know. For the new listeners, you guys will get to know, but we give our opinions and perspective on a lot of different things, and you guys really drive it at the end of the day, because you get involved with the conversations, and you know, because you enjoy it, it makes us more hungry to put it out.
Definitely.
So we haven't missed a Friday. We don't plan on missing a Friday. Shout out to Christy, because she was like, what's going on? Where's the? She saw me on Snapchat going to the movies, and she got tight because I'm at the movie. She's like, "What? I thought it was Thursday. This is a podcast night, and I thought we weren't going to get a podcast on Friday." I'm like, "Damn!" But that's what's up, though.
Yeah, no, I'm glad though.
It makes me know like y'all are listening. Yeah. So shout out to y'all.
Nah, it definitely is dope. And just to get back to music real quick, for those of y'all that don't listen to the Walking Dead segment, please, I mean, at least fast forward to the end of the episode. We usually either premiere or we play music from either myself or from Jay or just people within our group. And also, SO stands for Street Officials, which hopefully you guys get by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, some of y'all may not have known. And the reason we put it as ESSO, the E and the S just stands for East Side, because most of us are from the East Coast. Mm. So, like, when the Street Officials were first created, we like had all of these crazy ideas in our head, like, yeah, we're gonna have artists on the West Coast, and they're gonna be the West Side Street Officials, and da 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 da. It was like something way more than it should have even been. But ES just stands for East Side, because we're from the East Coast, so we put that. It has nothing to do with the gas station, okay?
Word, which but, we knew nothing about.
Right, late. Or the artist, because I think there's an artist named SO,
yeah,
too. Has nothing to do with that artist either. It's just East Side Street Officials, but SO is the main premise, Street
which
official.
Is where you get the podcast title as well, Officially Street. Just a little play on words. But yeah, man, all right. So hopefully you guys get all that. Check out our music. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
The way we get started with the show every week is we basically ask each other how our weeks were. We discuss that. A lot of y'all like that because it's just like, we kind of mention a lot of the shit that y'all are going through on a day-to-day basis. So we kind of just warm the show up, warm up the listeners by getting into what our weeks were like, and then we dive into the topics. So, on that note, Sayed, how was your week?
My week was pretty shitty, actually.
All right.
No pun intended. I'll get to that.
And sometimes our weeks are shitty.
Yeah, no. It really was bad. I mean, my week, you know, from last time you guys heard us, Saturday, my daughter had a basketball game, ended up just being mad busy all day Saturday. So Sunday, I needed to replace the muffler on my truck. Well, pretty much like the whole exhaust system underneath the truck. Oh, my nigga. Let me tell you guys, I am not a car person at all. I hate working on cars. I despise it. I know how to do certain things just because it's, you know, it's out of necessity, but I hate it. I don't understand how people do it. Like my brother, this nigga was working on a car for 3 years.
He be wilding.
And I'm like, you're gonna drive it.
He be on Instagram like with whole notes. Like he'll post his notes like, all right, I dropped the camshaft. All right, gotta put pull the bearings out and replace those, put in a new carburetor. All right. And you see the like he's crossing out.
Yeah, as he's going
like,
along.
All right, we gotta go to step four. Tomorrow is painting.
Yeah, no, it took him dead ass 3. I mean, the car is beautiful. He has like, I think it's a 68 Chevelle or 69. Please don't get mad at me, Sean. I know you listen. But yeah, it's a beautiful car, but that's just not for me. But anyway, I'm under the car. As always, nothing goes as planned. Everything under the car is rusted. So I had to like sit there with like a drill like all these screws out. It literally a job that should have taken like 2-3 hours ended up taking 2 days.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So all right, Sunday, pretty much Sunday, I'm just underneath the car. Tight. Angry. I hate it. It's cold. The garage is cold.
And this is before the weather got nice.
Yeah, it's right before the weather got nice. So it's still cold. And then Sunday night, like actually as I'm working on the car, I'm just like, damn, like I don't know if I'm hungry or something, but my stomach was just like, hey, nigga, what's good? And then next thing I know, man, I got hit with a stomach bug. I won't get into too much details, but just know I was on and off the toilet all Sunday night. All
right.
Which, you know, again, I'm not going to try to get into too much details, but it was pretty bad. So, which led into Monday, I was supposed to go to work, but I ended up just taking a sick day, which kind of worked out because I wanted to try to finish the car. I was weak as shit on Monday. You know what I mean? I wasn't eating. I was like, fuck it, let me at least try to finish this car. So I'm pissed because I'm still working on the car. I'm still semi-sick because I haven't eaten and all that other shit. It was just the fucking worst. But the car got done. I'm feeling better. The upside to that stomach bug is I lost like 2.5 pounds off of it.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Which we try and lose weight for this wedding,
trying.
Man.
That's a cheat.
We're going to be
hey.
In Mexico, man. We got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to get it together somehow.
Yeah,
shit.
We trying to make sure that we look, you know, good in Jay's, you know, the wedding pictures. That's something you got to show all the time.
What car were you working on?
My truck, the Nissan.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was just a pain. And then just the rest of the week, man, my schedule didn't go as I wanted. I didn't get to get in the gym as much as I wanted to. I didn't get in there Monday because of everything that happened. It was just the worst. Work got me busy. You know what I mean? Actually, once I'm done here, I'm going home to continue working. Yeah, man. So it was just a shit week, man. I'm hoping like this weekend is going to be nice out, do some things with the kids and...
Yeah, the weather's gotten nice. The weather has gotten
the weather,
nice.
Yo, just out of nowhere, the weather has been beautiful, man. And real quick, rest in peace to B.I.G. It was the anniversary of his death.
Most Def, March 9th.
March 9th. So I hope everybody was just like us and he was playing Biggie all day. And also, shout out to my mother because her birthday is actually March 9th. So, you know, shout out to my mother.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Yeah, man. And I think that's pretty much about it, man. What about you? How was your week, Jay?
My week was long, man. My week was long. I ain't even gonna lie. I feel like I was busy all week. So obviously I went to the gym. I've been going to the gym twice a day. Kind of like not every single day, but like we said, we're really trying to lose this weight for the wedding, because we're going to be in Mexico, so we're trying to look good. So I've been going to the gym twice, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thursday, I take off because it's a podcast day, and you just need your rest anyway. And then Friday, I go once, and Saturday, I go once. So I'm trying to get to the gym 8 times a week. Yeah, and it's rough, but I've been doing it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got to a point where I plateaued, but I actually lost 2 pounds last week. So I'm feeling a little bit better. I dropped my calories down. It's tough, but we getting there. But that on top of work has kind of been crazy. I feel like I've been drained. I've been in like a bad mood. Like even at work, I've just been like, yo, normally people come up and they talk to me and I'm really receptive of people and I'm sociable and very approachable, but like, this week, I've been really like, man, I just been keeping my headphones in. My boss actually told me something about myself today. No, yesterday. He was like, you know, perception is everything. And, you know, when you're in the office walking around with your headphones on, sometimes you come to the coffee machine and that's where people have small talk and it looks like you're unapproachable. So people can like stray away from you and that's how you miss opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, all of this stuff that I knew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't tell him that I knew. So in my mind, I'm thinking, I really don't want to talk to people, but I also understand how I look. So
yeah. You had like both earbuds?
Both of them in. Oh, okay. Both of them in. I
walk around with one in.
I've had both
all the
of them
time.
In. First of all, I've been trying to catch up on podcasts because I was way behind. Mm. But I don't know, man. I just been not in a great mood. I guess it's the stress of the wedding on top of, like I said, getting home late from going to the gym, running errands for my mom, all that. But anyway, a couple good notes. I had dinner with my in-laws last weekend. It's pretty cool. Went to Chili's. Just a good time. Like, uh-huh. Wanted to mention that. I went to the Stanhope house again. Shout out to my boy, Dave. He's like a manager /
promoter.
Mm. Right. He works a lot with Young B, who of which was performing, headlining at the Stanhope House. It's a cool little place in Jersey. I mean, it's kind of weird, but for those of y'all who are familiar with the Stanhope area, it's not much to see out there, but shout out to her. She came through. She did her thing. She performed Chicken Noodle Soup, which I don't know why she did that, but whatever. For those of y'all who don't know who Young B is, she is formerly known as the Chicken Noodle Soup Girl.
It's Bianca on Love & Hip Hop.
Bianca on Love & Hip Hop, exactly. I think her Instagram is Bianca is King. But anyway, she did her thing. I got to link up with her, and hopefully we could see if we can get her on the podcast at some point. I don't know if that's going to happen, but she did her thing, so we'll see. Stay tuned.
It'll be dope.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. But other than that, man, that's really all that went down. I'm trying to network a little bit more, trying to take this podcast to the next level.
I wish I was able to make it out there, but since you told me semi, I don't want to say you told me late, you gave me like a day in advance.
There'll be more opportunities.
But yeah, I definitely need to get out there as well.
There'll be more opportunities. I mean, DJ, Dave, but I call him DJ. DJ really, he has a lot of, he has kind of a lot of pull at the Stanhope House. So I'm sure there'll be more opportunities to come through and network and, you know, maybe even set something up for ourselves. But
yeah, no, that would be dope.
You watch UFC?
I don't, but I keep up with it, you know, through Twitter and Facebook and all that shit. Because you get you're gonna see it. So obviously, you know, they had the fights this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing all about. Oh, the fight. And me, automatically when I hear the fight, I'm thinking boxing.
Boxing, yeah. I was wondering, like, what the fuck did I miss?
Yeah, I'm like, nobody's fighting. And then I realized, like, when I hopped on Twitter, everything was UFC 196. Mm. So they had two championship fights, and both champions lost.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. And that the one dude, what's his name, McGregor, I think his name
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, yo, he talked so much shit.
He definitely did.
I'm just glad he didn't go out there and just get knocked out like that. You know what I mean?
They both lost by submission. It was a female. It was the male championship fight, and it was the female championship fight.
Holly Holm had a short little run, huh?
I mean, talk about short. Really short. So shout out to Maisha Tate, who is the one who won by submission. She's the new champion. Mm-hmm. And also shout out to Nate Diaz, who choked out Conor McGregor and took the championship from him. The one thing I will say that was cool about Conor when they interviewed him at the end, he was kind of like, hey, he was talking mad shit before the fight, but he was like, hey, I'm humble in victory and in defeat. So yeah, he was like, you know, good thing. I didn't watch the fights, but I did see the highlights and I saw both
the
of them.
Clips and all that.
Yeah, I mean, that shit is rough, man. UFC is rough. That shit ain't no joke. I might get into it, but I don't see myself getting into it anytime soon.
It's just, I understand it is a sport. There is a technique to it. But I'm sure you're the same way. I grew up and I watched boxing and I really enjoy that. Like, I enjoy the technique of boxing and all that shit. Like, this just looks like a street fight to me sometimes.
It's just more of a brawl. Yeah, like, it's just they just be going for each other's heads. Like, I mean, it looks crazy. And the reason I can't even watch it like that is because it's just like, yo, there's skill behind it, but you got to really know the sport and kind of follow it to see the skill in it, because it just be looking like they just trying to take each other's head off.
It looks like they just trying to kill each other, man. But speaking of, you know, we still on that UFC. Did you see that Ronda Rousey on the Sports Illustrated?
I did.
The cover?
I did.
And the pictures in there. I think I posted it on our Twitter not too long ago. But yeah, she was looking good.
First of all, she got flamed by Holly Holmes. So
she did.
she couldn't, what happened? I think she broke her jaw or whatever. She couldn't eat apples. She couldn't do anything. She looked good.
Yeah, nah, she
in
looked,
the Sports Illustrated.
She did look good. And you know what's crazy? She took that L. Like, she's still popular. Like, she went on and she did SNL.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's doing all these talk shows and all that shit. And then just the Sports Illustrated shit, this with the body paint and all that, bro. I'm looking, I was like, damn, I didn't know that she was. Like, I knew she was bad, but looking at this shit, I'm like, yo, she's actually really bad.
Yeah, now she could kind of get it. She could definitely kind of get it.
Man. Well, since we're on that subject, There was a recent poll that came out. What's the most popular porno state by state? And it's actually wild.
What's the most popular porno?
Yeah, like their scenes, like their favorite scenes.
The
like,
categories.
You know, yeah, the categories.
Categories,
like, what people like to look for.
Gotcha.
And lesbian was actually like the highest rated one.
You know what? I can see it.
I can see it, but
I don't go for that though.
I can't like
I don't go for that when watching porn though. I mean, I think it's dope. Like, who doesn't like girl on girl?
Yeah, exactly. But
I don't go for that when I'm trying to get off.
Yeah, like I watch this shit. I'm like, all right, if these bitches don't get off the screen making love to each other, man, I don't want to watch this shit.
You know what it is for me? I gotta watch something that makes me feel like the girl is doing whatever she's doing to me.
Exactly.
That's the for me. I thought that was the point.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, obviously, I can get, like, aroused by looking at two females, mm-hmm. but then it's also like,
I can't scissor with a bitch.
I don't want to be sitting there, right, like, I'd honestly rather watch a threesome.
Yeah.
Because I just put myself mm-hmm. in the male's shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nigga, I thought I was the only one. I'd be like, yeah, you little dirty bitch.
Like, I can't. Okay. I don't exactly go that far.
I know I'm not the only one.
But, but shout out to you, because I don't talk to myself.
Oh, shit.
I don't talk to myself while watching porn.
I'm getting in my zones, nigga.
Okay. Well, there's that.
Anyway, lesbian was like one of the biggest ones. The one that I thought was weird, and it was kind of popular in a few states, was stepmom and stepsister. Well, obviously, you know, the people that are having sex aren't really like related, but it's like,
right, but that really the gets thought
you,
of it,
yeah, that like really gets you like excited.
I'm
not gonna
really,
judge, but
I'm not even gonna lie, I never really got, I'm not much of a MILF person either, like the like that,
yeah,
category,
yeah.
I never was into like the stepmom or hot mom,
yeah,
from next door. Like I wasn't really into the whole mother, because they always seem to put them with a young teen.
Yeah,
I hate those,
yeah,
type of porns.
Just,
like I hate it when it, I hate it when it's like a young ass kid, mm-hmm. and a grown ass woman. Like I don't want to see teens fucking,
yeah, yeah,
I don't
want to
see
you.
Like, oh, 18-year-old girl. I don't want to see the 18-year-old girl with the grown-ass man. I don't want to see the 18-year-old kid with the grown-ass woman.
That's another thing that'd be weirding me out.
I don't know. I don't fuck with those. Like,
yeah, like, dude, like, they were like, barely 18. I'm like, why
yeah,
do you watch that?
I don't fuck with those.
I don't wanna.
And obviously, they're, you know, most of them are in their 20s.
Yeah.
Some of them are 18, but I don't really think it's a, first, the girls are not even developed like that. They
yeah.
picking them because they got little titties and no ass. So for me, it's like, nah, you gotta
you have issues. If that's what y'all like, I'm not judging. But to me, it's just weird. Like I come across that shit and I just keep scrolling. I'm like, nope, not for me. What is the next scene?
I don't know if it's just me or if it's just like a black thing, but I'm straight to the ass category. Like I'm straight to the fat asses. Like as soon as I get whatever site I'm on, like I'm going straight to the big ass. Like because that's, I mean, I want to. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I want to see some shit bouncing up and
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you know what I mean? That's the.
And I'm not a fan of the silicone shit either.
Nah.
Like, you
nah,
see
nah.
that? Like what I go for.
That's why I don't even go for like the. I don't go for the titties
yeah,
categories
yeah,
at all. Because
be like
the
a
first
bunch
thing
of
they do.
Devices.
Yeah, and the first thing they do when you get into that category is it's a bitch titty fucking somebody.
Yeah.
I don't get that either. Like,
yeah, I don't
because know.
I've never done it.
I'm kind of conventional when it comes to that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I like look. I like to go and look for like naturals. I like
yeah.
the naturals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? The ass is right there, you know. I'll go to ass is like the next selection, but
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah,
you go to the natural. I like to see, I don't want to see no fake shit.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? If you got some titties, some ass, it's all natural. That's what the fuck I go and look for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to the natural women out there.
That's pretty much how I like my women too. You know what I mean? Excuse me, my wife. I love you, babe.
Shout out to Shayna. Shout out to Quana.
but you know what I mean? That's what I like. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much what I go for.
What about scenes though?
Because
you got to find that scene. Like once you go into the category, all right, cool. You got the category.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to find that scene. I'll be fast forwarding through the fuck out of porn. You know what I mean? You got to get to the scene.
You know what? I'm one of those people who get like at least like two or three scenes though.
No. I got a bunch of scenes.
I'm just like, all
right. Yeah, but that's when you're done. That's when you got to find a new video.
Yeah.
That's what takes me the longest.
Yeah.
Because if I fast forward enough and it's like, all right, I found a scene. There's so much. I'm not even going to get into it all the way because there's too much that comes with it. You could get to the scene and then the scene is not long enough for you to get off. Then it's like, fuck, you got to stop to rewind it.
Mm.
And then it's like, all right, I got to find something that has a long enough scene. It's really about positions for me.
Yeah,
so I try to find a scene that's my favorite position.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah. You know what I mean?
No.
For me, I'll start. I like automatic back shots. Boom. That's like one of the number one things I like. But I like it when it's the girl laying on her stomach. That's like one of my favorite.
Gotcha.
That's like my favorite. So I like that. I like just the regular doggy. And I like just a traditional cowgirl. Those are my three
You
favorite.
Know what?
Those are my three
Bro,
favorite.
Bro, you pretty much his name, but...
I'm not into the bitch upside down and the nigga on the couch trying to dip in from a fucking skydive position.
I've seen some weird shit.
I'm skipping
all
through that. I'm trying to see the ass bouncing. That's it. You know what I mean?
I be seeing shit. I'm like, God damn, nigga, your core is tight, bro.
Fuck
are you pulling
all that
move
man.
Off? I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah. I like the traditional back shots and the cowgirl. Cool. You know what I mean? And the scene, long as the scene is long enough. That's why I like Alexis Texas, man. That bitch. Let me tell you something, man.
God damn.
God bless her. Shout out to EMA Podcast because they put her as Yams of the Week like two weeks ago.
Had
to be King of the Yams because or Queen of the Yams, excuse me. But shout out to them. That's a dope podcast too. Excuse my ad lib podcast.
Do I have a favorite? I don't think I have a favorite porn star per se.
Well, I don't anymore.
Yeah.
But when I was younger getting into it, it was like I was looking, her name pops up everywhere. As soon as you type in the ass, as soon as you go to the ass category, she's all over that shit. So then I started, when you find a good star in a movie or a video, that's when you start just typing in their name.
Because
it's like, I just want to see this ass again. Mm. You know what I mean? So you type in her name. But I don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, neither do I. I just, all right, whatever's there. When I was younger, I used to know all these bitches by name. You know what I mean? But now it's just like, just whatever comes up.
There's one other chick that's dope, but I don't remember her name, but I got my white girl and my black girl. It was Alexis Texas was the white girl, and then the black girl, I forget. But yeah, I doubt any of y'all are going to join this conversation. some of y'all probably already done.
Yeah, y'all probably like, all right.
Y'all might like, what the fuck are they talking about? But if you don't mind.
Hey, share.
Tweet us.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know what your favorite scene and position is.
Position, yeah.
And category. Fuck it. Why not?
Let us know. A little freak you.
Shout out to the freaks, though.
All right, man.
We're definitely wilding out. Speaking of wilding out, though.
Yeah, sticking with the porn, but I mean, we're going to kind of get off of it. Kim K... quote unquote shut the internet down again this week.
Wilding the fuck out.
Where she posted a fake nude. It was like her naked, but it had like the censor bars on it. And I mean, I will say, you know what? It looked good. But like I saw it and I was like, all right, cool. You've seen it enough. You know what I mean? It's just like, all right, you know, eh.
We've all seen Kim K prior to the surgery.
Yeah.
Post the surgery. Now we've seen her, so it's like, all right, cool. And the fact that she put the censor bars over it, it was just like, all right, that's not even.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
Yeah. All right, I guess. But what I do want to speak about though is her clapback game was serious, son, because she had everybody coming at her, like mad celebrities, like, okay, well, here she goes again with another nude, or, you know, why don't you show us something else that you can do? What's your talent? You know, and shit like that. And people were just coming at her.
It's almost like, though, it's almost like, when are they going to understand that that is what she wants?
Exactly.
And I get it. A lot of the, like, media sites like TMZ and Media Takeout and Baller Alert, all that shit, they have to get the clicks, so they got to talk about it. If something like that comes out, they got to talk about it. But what I don't get is the stars, the people who are removed from the situation, putting themselves in the situation. Oh, she got to... She got to do better. She got kids now. What kind of influence well,
that
are
I think,
you?
Well, that I think is corny. Like, you got kids.
It's corny.
I get it.
It's
but,
corny regardless because it's like, yo, she wants this.
Yeah, she wants
She's going to break the internet because people are going to act like they've never seen this before and they're going to go crazy.
You know,
we've seen this before. Mm-hmm.
You know why these actors and actresses and entertainers, they probably get upset? It's because it's like, all right, this bitch is making money. She's doing her thing. And she has no talent. Like, these people work their ass off to pursue their dreams, and they're now doing it. And it's like, all right, this bitch is making the same money as you, and she don't have no talent. She can't act. She can't sing. All she is that she looks good. And then since she looks good, she was able to start a business, and she has her money like that.
Very true. And don't forget that her mother has always had money and has always fucked with niggas that had money.
Mm-hmm.
And her step pops has plenty of money. And she kind of had a silver spoon for a long time. So I think kind of regardless, she was going to be good. But she found a way to bring herself into the limelight and then create an opportunity for her to use that silver spoon and turn it into gold.
Yep.
So I've struggled with this in the beginning. In the beginning, I used to be like, yo, she ain't got no talent. Why is she this famous? Why da-da-da-da-da? But then I kind of realized, you know what? She's kind of smart because there's a lot of hoes out there. And there's a lot of hoes out there with money. And they never did it as good.
Yeah.
I mean, look at DJ Khaled. Everybody uses Snapchat. DJ Khaled doesn't really, he doesn't make beats. He doesn't.
He does pair shit up.
He's an EP, right? Mm-hmm. He's a producer, right? In the sense of the word of executive, right?
Exactly. Like,
entrepreneur, whatever you want to call him, but there's plenty of people out there that do this shit, and he just does it better.
Yeah,
you know.
Pretty much
so the people that hate on him are kind of the same people that's hating on Kim, and sometimes it's not even hate. It really is true because you're like, all right, where's the talent? But sometimes it's just about the game plan. Well, you got the better game plan.
Khaled, that is a talent.
No, he does have no.
I mean, I know we're not trying to discredit him,
but it's also a talent.
But he really took off with the Snapchat.
Right.
While there's people that are like, I'm on Snapchat too. I'm funny. I'm giving motivational speeches and shit like that.
And the thing that I'm saying in the comparison is Khaled's ideas are what makes him great.
Gotcha.
And I feel like it's the same thing with Kim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just had to get in front of millions of people before she could start using that platform to put her ideas out there. But you know, for me as a male, I don't really care about her ideas.
Yeah.
No, but there's plenty of women. There's actually a lot of women that fucking stand for Kim. You know what I mean? So, and I don't know why, but it's not up to me to know why.
I protest everything Kardashian in my house.
I feel you.
I don't let my wife watch the shit. I don't let my kids watch the shit. Like, my wife, like, oh, Kardashian's is on. I'm like, we're not watching that shit. we're not watching it. Oh, I want to see what Kim's doing. Fuck her. We're not watching it.
Quan be watching that shit not because she cares, just because she's into ratchet shit.
Yeah, like, I won't lie. I don't want to say I catch Shayna, but like, Shayna will be watching this shit sometimes. I'm just like, right, I'm gonna go work on some music or something. Enjoy yourself. I'm not watching this shit.
Just into ratchet shit, you know? Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I personally am not into anything. I'll watch it, but I have to be with someone else who's watching it. That's gonna be the last thing I just go for is like a Love and Hip Hop or Keeping Up with the Kardashians or anything like that. It's just not for me.
I hate the fact that I love Love and Hip Hop. I hate it.
It's just like, not for me.
Like, I get done watching the episode and I'm like, all right, that shit was so scripted. It's so trash, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I can't wait for next week.
But you laugh.
Yeah, and
you
I laugh.
I do laugh. I was watching, Stevie J and Jocelyn Go Hollywood or some shit. No, but check. I was watching it with Quanah because she put it on and I'm like, all right. I caught myself laughing at certain shit. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even thorough, funny shit, but I'm laughing at how stupid it is.
Exactly.
And that's what makes you keep coming back, because mm-hmm. you're like, I can't wait to see this motherfucker act stupid again, or what the fuck, what's going to happen this time? But you know it's fake, and you know most of it is just really fabricated, but I mean, to each his own.
Let's go back to Kim real quick. Just her responses. Did y'all see the responses? She had one where she was like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm late to the party. I was out collecting this $80 million check that I'm depositing into our joint account, or putting like $53 million into our joint account.
Right, right, right.
Which basically saying she's canceling out Kanye's debt or whatever.
Right, right, right.
And then she was pretty much like going at everybody that was like shitting on her. You know what I mean? Which I thought was cool, because you don't see her do that much, but it also made me think, like, is this Kanye?
I mean,
because that was very Kanye-ish.
It definitely was.
You know what I mean? It really made me think.
But it kind of also makes you think, is it Kim? Is Kanye Kim? Mm. Not saying that she's the one tweeting, but she might be putting a bug in his ear. Because if you think about it, Kanye didn't have as much of a presence on Twitter like that until just very recently. And it kind of makes you think, like, is she kind of behind the scenes? Because Kim has always had a strong presence on social media. Mm-hmm. So maybe she told Kanye, listen, you got to have a stronger presence on social media. This is why I'm in the position I'm in. You should try it. Yeah. You never know. So
it's been working.
Something to throw out there. But what really raised my eyes, like you mentioned, she said, oh, I was too busy chasing my 80 mil and depositing 53 of that into the account. Would you do that for your wife? and I know, obviously, most people are going to answer yes. But you got to also think about this, right? We're all in debt right now.
Yeah.
Right now, we're in debt.
Mm-hmm.
So from the perspective of, oh, if you were Kim Kardashian and you were married to Kanye, or if you were Kanye and married to Kim Kardashian, would you deposit 53 mil? All right, sure. You know you're going to make that back, right? Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not even asking from that perspective. I'm kind of asking from the perspective now, because I got a car payment. I got, Kwana has school loans and stuff. Just everybody has debt.
They have their own shit that they need to take care of.
So my question is, if you came up, let's just figuratively speak and say, Shayna was, I'm not even going to put you in a situation because I don't want to put you on blast. I'm going to ask the listeners, right? If your significant other had $20,000 in student loan debt, y'all both work, y'all both get money, and y'all make good money. But you had a come up where you made, let's say, $37,000. Right? Come up. You hit lotto or some shit.
Mm.
Would you take $20,000 of that and pay off your significant other's student loans? Because you got to think, you don't know how soon you're going to be able to make money like that again. And the rest of your $17,000, is that can go really quick, because you may have your own debt.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's your money. Right. If you think about it, it's your money. Right. I don't even want to say the lotto. I want to say you worked for it.
Yeah.
Because whatever Kim did, I'm sure it was some shit that she had to do some sort of work for.
Quote unquote.
Right. She took a nude and again, whatever. She might have got paid for this fucking nude that she put online.
Mm.
So you worked for $37,000. Your significant other is $20,000 in debt. Are you just going to pay that right off? For me, it's a good question, because you might say, hey, I want to help you out.
Yeah.
Pay a little something. Or, you know, hey, we're in this together. Let me, let's figure something out. But would you just pay it off? Because it is kind of your money that you worked for. And if y'all are already putting money into the joint account that you guys have, you probably have like a situation that you set up. Like, all right, half of my check goes into the joint account, half of your check goes into the joint account. $20,000 ain't half.
You're getting more than that.
You know what I mean? That's like, whoa. So would you do it is the question.
Me personally, I probably would, only because of the fact that I know I want to hear the end of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then also, I know that, all right, let's say I take that $20,000 and I use it on something else. That $20,000 bill is going to, like, still linger.
Right.
With her, which means it's going to linger with me and it's going to linger with us. So we're going to have to pay this shit eventually.
Yep.
That's how I would look at it.
Absolutely.
But I do understand, because, like, I won't lie, like, I would probably hold that shit over her head, though. Like, I'll be like, oh, so you want to act crazy? Let me get that $20,000 back. Let me get that $20,000 back right now.
Because I'm playing devil's advocate, and I'm gonna be completely honest. I would probably do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would snap my fingers and do it, but I would probably do the same thing. But I'm playing devil's advocate because you got to think, the $20,000 debt, you plan on paying it off anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It might take 5 years. It might take however long your payoff plan is, right? Just like a car note or a mortgage. So you plan on paying it off. Do you say to yourself, we could take this $20,000 and get a new house?
True.
We're going to pay this debt off anyway. True. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's there's so many different things. You don't have to use it for yourself. I'm not asking, would you be selfish and buy yourself a car?
Yeah. No,
it's more like, would you just pay that debt off? Or would you say, hey, we could take this money and do something greater with it? Or just save it, put it into our kids' college.
It also depends on where you are
in life.
Because, okay, we could be asking this question and there could be a nigga that's out there right now, or a couple, excuse me, that are just going through it.
Right.
And they're struggling. And so that $37,000 can be a come up. And yeah, they can go and get a house. But if it's some people that are like cool, like me, I'm kind of cool. I'm not where I want to be, obviously, but like.
Right, but you ain't dying.
Yeah, I'm not dying. So that I still would probably still make that same move. And then probably use the rest, you know, to save and put
and
into that, other things. But I think it really depends.
And that's why I wanted to bring that up. That's because dope. It doesn't seem like anything for Kim Kardashian, because she's going to make that back.
Yeah.
She's going to make that back like nothing.
Yeah.
Kanye is going to make that back like nothing. You know what I'm saying?
These niggas, he's so 53 million so in debt, but so he makes
nothing.
Bread.
So it's nothing at the end of the day, right? It's kind of like, all right, it may have taken... Yes, there's levels to this shit. So Kanye, $53 million in debt is probably equivalent to me being $40,000 in debt or whatever the case for him. But regardless, that money is coming in strong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, residuals, you know? We are not in that same type of position. So the question is more like, in the position we're in, lesser or maybe a little bit better, would you do it? Because anybody who's making $80 million is gonna say, ah, sure. You know what I mean? I put $53 million, I pay off a debt, you know, for my significant other or whatever the case. But they also probably have, you know, $90 million in bills a year
that's
or whatever
what I'm
the case.
I'm sure he's not stressing that. And that's for all you dumb niggas out there that's making fun of Ye and, you know what I mean, posting these memes, talking about he's broke and all that. They are far from broke.
They're fine.
they're actually fine. That's just like us. Like Jay said, like, I'm good. I'm sure Jay is good. We're not great.
Right.
We still have debt, but I'm not broke.
At the end of the day, you got to really count your blessings.
Exactly.
Sia seems to be able to manage having a house, raising four kids, having two vehicles. You know, you got to think about it at some point. You like, yeah, we're struggling. But look at what we got.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm struggling my ass off, but I'm about to get married in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you got to put it in the perspective of what is really struggling and what's more like, damn, I wish my position was better.
Yeah.
I wish my position was better.
And that's it. You know? I wish I was in a better position, but I'm also not complaining either. Like, I'm cool. But we always could just do better. You know what I mean? We always want to strive to just do better.
Speaking of which... People who have to do fucking better, man.
Man, I thought last week was going to be the last week we speak about this dude, but your boy Cat Williams is back at it.
I got to throw a disclaimer out here. I'm hoping that this is the last time we talk about Cat Williams. Because last year, it was all Meek Mill. And then it got heavy in the 50 a little bit there at the end. Yo, Cat Williams, man. Is this going to be, are you going to be another Meek? Are you going to be another Fit? Like, are we going to be talking about you every episode, bro?
I really don't want to. But as of right now, we can't help it. Yeah, I mean, he's giving us the fuel. Like, hey, man, look at this dumb shit that I'm doing. You guys might have seen the clips. There's even like a full video of Cat Williams. He was out in Philly at a Beanie Sigel. Wow, Beanie Sigel, not single, Sigel concert. And you could just see that the man is on some type of drugs. They were trying to say that it was only weed. Listen,
No way.
Fuck it. I've smoked and never done shit like that. I've smoked and just relaxed and vibed out. This nigga was doing push-ups. He was sweating.
Nah,
he was standing like he was getting ready to fight. Like, round one, fight. And this nigga's just swaying back and forth.
Tucked his shirt in.
Yeah.
No, he was clearly on blow. He was clearly. On something that is an adrenaline booster. Because, like Sia said, he was doing push-ups. He was jumping back and forth, tucked his shirt in. He was sweating profusely. He was like he had like a standoff with all of these people that was on stage. Beanie just performing, doing his thing.
Yeah.
And there's a video that we posted on Facebook and Twitter. I think we posted it on Twitter too. So if y'all want to see it, go back and check it. We'll probably repost it. Yeah. But he's standing there, he's like having a stare down with this one dude. All of a sudden, you just see him like literally drop down into a three-point stance like a football player on a defensive line, and he just charges some dude and elbows him in the face and goes like he jumped into it and everything. Y'all know Cat Williams is no more than 5'1". Jumps into a flying elbow attack, right? And there's a video where you don't really see anything happening at first, but then there's an extended one where you just see niggas tearing him up.
Fucking him up. Yo, Jay pointed something out. Go ahead and say, because you know what? When I saw it, like, I thought my eyes was fucking with me. Like, I saw it and I was like, nah, no way that just happened.
Yo.
And then, like, I needed Jay to clarify it for me, because when Jay saw the video, he was like, yo, he really did this? And I was like, yep, he did. Go ahead. Let him know what this guy did.
First of all, they kicking this nigga in the face, in the back of the head, all that. They stomping him the fuck out. He's sitting there miserable.
Mm.
All of a sudden, you see a nigga barrel roll on the back of this nigga's back.
No, they went WWE on this nigga.
The nigga front flipped on the back of Cat Williams' back.
I thought I was wilding. Like, when he did it, I was like, nah, no way that this nigga just forward flipped on this nigga's back.
Because the video ends like right after that. But I kept rewinding it. You see the nigga sitting there like prepping himself to do this front flip like it was a WWE match, and it's fucking tables and chairs.
I've never thought once while I was in a fight or anything like that, like, if I had the nigga on the ground, like, you know what would be dope right now? I'm going to barrel roll on this nigga.
My nigga, you know what's funny? You know you got to really be whooping somebody's ass.
Confident. Like, I'm barrel roll on this nigga.
You know you got to have really had whooped this nigga's ass to think to yourself, let me elbow drop this nigga. Yeah. Like, to do something so foolish.
Nah, I'm going
to
hit this nigga with a people's elbow.
Yo, imagine you fucking somebody up and something in your mind says, let me kick this nigga's arm to his side. Let me throw up the arms like The Rock. Let me run from turnbuckle to turnbuckle, come back, throw my leg up, and come down with a sharp elbow on this nigga.
Oh, shit.
When I seen that, I said, yo, this is embarrassing, bro.
I've never been that confident in a fight, man. And then afterwards, I guess it was saying he got robbed in the process too. And then he posted a video that was just as hilarious. Nigga sitting there like, I ain't get robbed. Look at me. My jewelry's here. He brings out his watch. Very nice watch. You know what I mean? He puts his chains out. And he's saying, like, you can look at my face. I ain't get fucked up. I'm thinking, like, my nigga, I just saw the video of you getting fucked up.
No. Got fucked up. And I understood his face not having any marks, because they was kicking him
in the
back of his
head. And that's why you kept that hoodie on, nigga, because your head was paws OD swollen.
And not only that, but his hand.
And his hand.
Yo, in the video, it looked like he punched a brick wall as hard as he could and shattered his whole shit. Like, he couldn't even move. He was trying to take his jewelry off, and it just looked like he was wearing a boxing glove.
Yeah, like, he was like, oh, this is real jewelry. It's like, no, nigga, you can't feel your hand.
My nigga, you know when you have a boxing glove on and you can't, you know, all you have is like a mitt? Like, you can't. That's how he was grabbing the shit. Like, look at my rings. Look at my watch and my chain. I'm like, my nigga, you your hand is about to pop. Like, it looked like if somebody took a toothpick or a needle and just like poked his hand, it would explode.
Son, you know what I thought was funny too? When he was just like, every person that I, he was like, because I was fucking people up too. He goes, every person I punched lost a piece of jewelry. It's like, nigga, is this Sonic?
My nigga,
you know what I mean? Like,
first of all, you only, looks like you only punched one person.
Yeah, that's about it.
And you didn't have many opportunities to hit anyone else.
You hit a nigga, you snuck one nigga, and then you just got fucked up.
I personally think he just has a anger issue. Because on top of that, a new story came out on Tuesday about him assaulting someone else. So I have the article.
Mm-hmm.
Basically says Cat Williams was arrested for assaulting and threatening a bodyguard. Once again found himself in trouble with the law. The comedian was arrested for charges of battery, making terroristic threats, and more. I'll tell you about that later. The dispute occurred February 28th. So this was a day before he got arrested in Gainesville. We spoke about that last mm-hmm. episode. So a day before that, he and two female acquaintances were being accused of restraining and assaulting a bodyguard after he did not engage in criminal acts as directed by Cat Williams. So basically, I guess Cat Williams told the bodyguard to do something illegal. He didn't want to do it. The guy's name was Corey Dixon. He didn't want to do it. And the women, like, held him down, and Cat Williams fucked him up. It says one woman choked Dixon and assaulted him with a baseball bat while Williams threatened to kill him. The sheriff's office, conducted a search of Williams' home on Tuesday. That's, I think, this Tuesday, where they found large quantities of marijuana and several firearms. Williams was arrested and charged with aggravated assault, terroristic threats, false imprisonment, and felony possession of marijuana. Additional drug and weapons charges are pending. Felony possession of marijuana?
Wow.
Batwoman. They calling this bitch Batwoman. The woman that hit the nigga with a bat. They are so stupid. This is a Baller Alert article.
Mm-hmm.
Batwoman Tatiana Smith was charged with aggravated assault and misdemeanor marijuana possession. And she also had a drug called Alprazolam. I don't know what that is, but...
Must be a pill.
Probably the same fucking...
whatever Cat was on.
Exactly. I was going to say the same adrenaline pills that he was on. And the second woman was charged with felony possession of marijuana. Yo, what is felony possession of marijuana,
bro? That must be a lot.
It got to be pounds.
That has to be.
It got to be pounds. It has to be. What the fuck kind of shit? Felony possession? A felony... When I hear the word felony, that is some real shit. Like, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to put that shit on your record. You gotta, when you're looking for a job, you gotta put down there you charged with a felony. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. Felony possession of marijuana. That gotta be out of control.
That's some shit. Or maybe they setting these niggas up or something. Did they have it on them?
They searched his house. So Cat Williams, he probably got his charge from what was in his crib.
Mm.
The others, I can't really tell you. I mean, all I can really say is, why do you have that much weed? Like, all right, cool. If you're selling it, whatever. But I'm talking from the female's perspective. Like, what the fuck are you doing with that much weed you?
That's
God damn. So man. He still has drugs and weapons charges pending. So I don't know what's going on with this nigga.
He's still in jail.
Oh man.
Yeah. I think they said that he was able to post bail, but they denied it and they're keeping him. So I guess it's good. Maybe that nigga just needs to be in there. I hate to wish jail on anybody, but maybe this nigga just needs it. He just needs to be in there for a little bit. You know what I mean? Take a little vacay or some shit. All right, pimping.
I really just hope that he don't end up dead sometime.
Yeah.
Nah. Because I mean, I'd rather see him in jail than fucking it. Because when he got jumped on that stage, it could have went left.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
They could have gotten a lot with. They could have dragged this nigga off the stage and took him back. It would have been over for you.
Who knows, man?
It was one nigga versus all of them. But all right, man. I said pimping only because I wanted to lead into just one more thing. I actually meant to bring it up earlier.
Pimping, pimping, pimping.
Our man, Pimp Lionel Jackson, was back this week.
Oh, this nigga, I forgot about.
Yes, him. I meant to bring it up earlier. If y'all know who I'm talking about, that is Uncle Glenn 2-5. We spoke about him last week, that we had that like all day, altercation with, I guess you could say, on Twitter.
Shout out to the Grime Lords because they was a part of that too.
Hey, word. Shout out to y'all, man. He just came out of nowhere. We're talking about basketball again, me and Drew, and then he comes in talking about, now he has a new picture with him and I guess his son or some shit, and he's like, my son will beat all of y'all and all that. I told him, I said, I'll fuck your son up. Like, literally, I'll beat your son up.
This nigga probably got a perm and all that. Jerry Curl activator.
But I just wanted to bring up because he had another good three quotables that I was dying when I read it. All right.
I wasn't even really heavy a part of this one.
Yeah, but I had to screenshot them. All right, listen to this one. This one said, don't be mad because I'm pimping. Keep talking slick and I'll leave you limping.
Okay.
I was like, okay. And then he had another picture. It wasn't towards us, but I just happened to come across it. And he said, sorry ass sucker nigga. He goes, you ain't dope. Your black ass needs some hope and a meeting with the Pope. Sucker.
Okay. If Dr. Seuss ain't ghostwriting for this nigga.
Yo.
Yeah.
And then the last one that I just threw my hands up. He said, I'll destroy the destroyer, you no good fucker. I'll conquer your damn land and I'll leave you right where you stand.
Okay. You know what? Nothing is going to top. Nothing is gonna top you talking hella spicy right now, G.
Spicy. Yo, we really gotta make that a thing. Yo. So like, y'all, if anybody has issues from now on, there's a nigga talking slick on Twitter or whatever, like, yo, you talking hella spicy right now.
My nigga, don't talk spicy to me,
don't
nigga.
Talk spicy to me.
Who
yo,
the
that's
fuck
it,
you
yeah.
think you talking to, nigga?
Yo, shout out to Uncle
yo,
Glenn.
Niggas
yo,
is talking
that.
Spicy. Like, you talking know, spicy. Niggas is talking real reckless. Nah, niggas is talking no, spicy
they
right
talking
now.
Spicy. Shout out to Drew. Cause Drew, y'all gotta see this picture. I'm gonna post it. But this nigga's in a suit. It's like a purple or like a dark blue suit with his Jerry Curl sticking out, and he has a sterling silver chain on and shit. And Drew says, "Somebody come and get the Black Dracula."
Okay.
And he put the picture of Eddie Murphy when he played what was it? Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh my God.
I lost it right there. I'm gonna post it so everybody can see it. I'll put it on our Facebook too. I'm definitely gonna put it on our Twitter for you guys to check that out. You guys, it'll be up there by tomorrow morning by the time you guys hear this. Hilarious.
Yo,
it
was a fool.
It didn't go as long as last time, but it was still funny. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I think that's about it. Do you have anything else, Jay?
Nah, man, those are all the topics we have for this episode. We're about to get into The Walking Dead now. So, again, for those of y'all who are just now listening or who have just begun to listen to us in the recent past weeks, most of the time we just go over all of our topics. And if we have a specific show that we watch like real true fans, we'll talk about it at the end of the episode. In this case, it's The Walking Dead. I would love to get into Game of Thrones when that comes back on, but Saya is not caught up.
I'm not caught up. So, and I mean, it's really bad. But I got all the episodes at home, so I just need to watch it.
So basically, at this point, if you don't watch The Walking Dead, feel free to fast forward a little bit to the very end of the episode and listen to the outro track that we got. Mm. Or just holler at us next week.
Yeah.
JP, we know you don't fuck with The Walking Dead, so.
You could turn it off there. Wow, I just wilded out.
Definitely did. Yeah. But yeah, so anyway. As far as The Walking Dead goes, for those of y'all who love The Walking Dead, this is y'all favorite segment, and it's actually ours too. So
word.
Let's get into it, man. This last week's episode was dope. I don't want to jump out the window and say it was like top five episodes, because I'm sure there were some that were better, but it was definitely, it's probably going to be one of the doper episodes of the rest of this season goes, yeah. But we don't know. We only three episodes in.
It was an intense episode, like, the whole way through. Because, like, all right, we know something is coming, and we like, all right, we're going to finally meet up with Negan and the Saviors. How they're going to do this? They're still trying to figure out, like, the plan for it and all that. So, like, I was on edge the whole fucking episode.
Oh, I was definitely on edge. And there's so many underlying things going on, too. So it starts out with Carol, and she's harvesting like acorns or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we know that she's collecting ingredients to make cookies.
Yeah.
And she's baking all these cookies. She seems so happy. And she's walking around town. She's giving them away. And automatically, it fucked me up in the head. Because for a long time now, Carol has been on that fuck love shit, on that fuck being happy shit. And even though she's kind of still been doing her thing and baking and cooking, she hasn't been doing it in such a happy mood. It's kind of just been like, I'm doing what I got to do, but I will also clap back at that ass. Exactly. You know what I mean? But this face that Carol had on was just like the old Carol.
Yeah, I think what it is I think she's just getting tired of the day-to-day life of like dealing with the Walkers.
But where did that come from?
Exactly. And maybe it's because, remember, we haven't seen her. Have we seen her since the episodes came back?
She's kind of been MIA in the past.
Yeah, she's just
like,
been three episodes. Gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's been MIA. And, but what really scared me is she's looking like the old Carol. And mm-hmm. For those of y'all who have watched from the beginning, the old Carol was weak. The old Carol was a liability. Mm-hmm. And the old Carol would not survive today. It took her transitioning into the new Carol for her to even be.
I just thought about it. How ironic does that tie in with the end of the episode? My bad.
I know.
I just thought about
that. That never left my mind.
Wow.
The whole time I was like, it's because of this bitch. But we'll get there.
Yep.
So she's giving the cookies away. She goes and she gives, what is this dude's name?
I couldn't get his name. Man,
don't remember the dude's name, but she gives this one of the older dudes, gives him cookies, and they kind of have like a little moment where you think, yeah, maybe something's there. But anyway, fast forward a little bit. Rick and them come back.
And you hear everybody, they're back.
Right, Rick and them come back. Everybody's like, oh, shit, they're back, you know? Rosita and Sasha, they like automatically up front and center and Carol. And then they kind of want to know what's up. Like, you know, how was it? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, Rick basically is like, hey, you know, we'll talk about this later. We got to round everybody up. But he does tell Carol, we're going to have to fight.
Yeah.
And she did. And again,
she did not look happy.
Yet again.
About it. But you know what? I think a lot of people were a little off because everybody was asking, like, how did everything go? And he was just like, everybody's going to meet up at the church in an hour. We'll talk then.
So, which is different from, I mean, no information is different from not liking the information that you got.
Mm-hmm.
So, no information, I can get it. It's like, hey, what the hell is going on? Because it could be anything. But Carol is normally with the shits. That's what's probably why he told her up front, like, we're going to have to fight. And her face was just like, you know. So Carol ends up speaking to Morgan about, you know, not telling anybody about the whole Morgan and the wolf situation. And, like, everybody's kind of kept that situation hush-hush, whoever was a part of that. Of Morgan kidnapping that wolf and holding him hostage and, you know, keeping him on the fucking property. And so Morgan's wondering why she hasn't told. And, you know, she's kind of like, look, you know, for what? It's, you know,
it,
like,
it happened.
Yeah, it happened. And again, it made me raise my eyebrow because Carol was all about like, yo, we might have to get this nigga out of here.
Yeah, she went from, yo, I should have killed you.
I should off you to, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Maybe he got through to her.
I don't know. And then you see her leave a cookie. She leaves a cookie on Sam, Sam Anderson, the dude. No. Sam is the wife. She leaves a cookie on, is it the wife? No. Who is Sam?
I was trying to figure
kid,
it out.
The kid.
Yes, Sam is the kid.
She was always like talking to him about, you know what? Fuck. I'm just now thinking about this. Maybe not. It just sparked in my head.
All right, go ahead.
Maybe she's acting this way because Sam died. Because she was telling Sam, she was kind of bringing him up a little bit and trying to make him stronger and trying to tell him like, yo, it's either you toughen up or you're going to die. And maybe the fact that he did die subconsciously is eating at her because she's like, damn, I was too hard on him. And
because that is one of, like, remember, they flash back to her speaking to him when he passed
away.
I'm
just thinking about it because I didn't know who she was leaving the cookie for. So she left the cookie on his grave, probably like she probably feels a little guilty and a little bad about it. That might be why she's acting this way. But anyway, I'll keep that in mind for the next episode because some might come up. So Morgan is kind of like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this bitch, but
yeah.
Then we end up in the church.
Yeah, they're in the church, and Rick is pretty much just telling them it needs to be done. This is how we eat. You know what I mean? Telling them about the mission that's in front of them, you know, pretty much everybody that's in Alexandria. And he's not giving them a choice. He's like, it needs to be done. This is what we need to do to survive.
He kind of gave them a choice, though.
He gave them pushback, but he's just like, all right.
It was more or less, let's take a vote on it. He said this has to be a group decision. Because at the end of the day, Rick, I think, is coming into a better place as a leader because he obviously knows what needs to be done and he told them, but he also said it has to be a group decision. So he said, if anybody wants to speak their piece, do it now. Everybody turned and looked at Morgan. Like everybody turned and looked at Morgan at immediately. Mm-hmm. And Morgan, of course, has something to say. He suggested they talk it out. He said, listen, can we do this? Like, do we think we could win? And at first, when he said that, I got a little excited because I thought if Rick said yes, that Morgan would be like, let's do it.
Yeah.
But that's not the answer he gave. Yeah, do we think we could win? Do we really think we could do this? Rick said yes. Morgan said, so why don't we tell them that?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go and say, listen.
He had that line. He goes, well, there's life, there's possibility.
There's life, there's possibility. And, you know, basically no one agreed with Morgan. They were just like, yo, we got to do it. And Rick said, then it's settled. We kill them all. That's literally
well, he said we could go in there and try to talk to him.
Right.
Like Morgan said, he goes, but then we got to take action. We got to take action.
Right. It wasn't, but they didn't agree on that. Like the vote was fuck the talking in general. But Rick did present the opportunity. So then we see Carol like almost looking like she's sulking. She's writing some bullshit.
Oh,
wait, what it is.
Before you get to that, just real quick, just to end off the meeting, he pretty much was said, we don't shy away from this. We have to kill them all.
That's what
Rick,
I said.
Rick. Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. All right, continue.
I didn't say we don't shy away from this, but I did say we have to kill them all.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
But right, he said we got to kill them all. And then in the next scene, you see Carol, and she's writing some shit down in a notebook. We end up figuring out what it is, if you guys watched The Talking Dead. Mm. But I didn't know what the fuck it was at first. She's just writing numbers down. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on with Carol? A lot of this episode had a lot to do with Carol.
You know what's crazy?
Even as I'm looking at my notes.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? When that was happening, when she was writing the stuff down, my wife was just like, she's keeping track of all the people that she killed. And I looked at her, I'm like, fuck, you know that? Like, you know what I mean? I'm looking at her like, you can't read that. Like, I'm sitting here like...
And the funny thing is,
That's exactly what it was.
Nigga, but
when the Talking Dead was on, I looked over at her. I was like, I apologize. You're actually right.
I thought she was fucking writing a recipe to make more cookies. I swear to God, I didn't know what she was doing. I'm like, yo, Carol is wilding out right now thinking about recipes.
Yeah.
When it's fucking... it's war to be had. And something happened with Maggie after that, and I'm not sure...
She was speaking with Glenn, and she was just pretty much adamant about going on the mission, and it was a little bit weird to me because Glenn he didn't really give any pushback either. He was just like, all right, well, if you want to go, like,
it's silly because I feel like everybody just kind of knows they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
And Glenn knows that Maggie is a rider.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie knows that Glenn knows that she's a rider. Yes, she's pregnant. So yes, you're automatically going to think, oh my God, we got to protect Maggie. But I think Glenn trusts Maggie. I think Glenn knows that Maggie could kind of hold her own. And regardless, he's going to be there to protect her. And he's probably ultimately thinking we need all the firepower we can get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it is odd because you're like, yo, she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
You know?
And, like, he kind of, like, you could see it in his face that he wasn't 100% with it. But like you said, I think he realized, like, it is needed, though.
And during that night, there were a lot of conversations. Mm-hmm. You see Carol go and she talks to the dude. I forget what the fucking dude's name is.
I forgot his name.
But they end up, you know, having a little moment and they kiss.
Yeah.
So there goes that Carol, and I'm spelling it C-A-R-Y-L. For everybody who thought Carol and Daryl were gonna have something.
My heart kind of hurt for Daryl at that moment, man.
Kinda, like, but you know what?
They never, like, no moves were ever made, but like they always made a scene. Like
they had something, but yeah. It's so weird because it's like it looked like they had a little love connection, but it also looked like they had this. It also looked like they had like a mother-son connection. It was weird, but
here's another thing I want to bring up. I just thought about maybe this new guy is again that change in her life. Like maybe she went from like maybe she did have a thing for Daryl,
right?
And maybe
right.
she's like, all right, I'm trying to change my life.
Right.
Let me just fuck with this dude. Like we kind of have a little thing going on. He's
right.
boring.
Right.
He's not really about going out there with the action and all that shit. What I need and this is what I want.
That's a good point. Speaking of other love connections, Abraham, he just up and left Rosita.
Yeah, oh, yo, it was so...
Yo, Rosita was acting straight like a Spanish hood rat.
Oh,
she was really acting like Eva Mendez in Training Day. Like, what the fuck is going on? She was like, what are you... She was just yelling at him like, yo, why now? What's, you know, what are you talking about? You leaving? And Abraham was cold, man. Yeah. Like, he was like, yo, get out of my way. I'm out of here. She's like, why? She's like, why? You gotta give me an answer. And he says, when I met you, I thought you were the last woman on earth. You're not.
Yeah.
That is cold, bro.
Nigga, did you pick up his other one-liner that he said? She's like, why are you doing this? He goes, why are dingleberries brown? Shit just happens.
Yo, this nigga in his lingo.
Died.
Yo, this nigga in his fucking... Regardless, he was so savage. Rosita starts crying. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for him. I'm like, damn. And then you got Denise and Tara. They're having a conversation now, and Denise is basically talking about like how I don't know if she was talking about how she didn't want Tara to go or whatever the case. What were they talking about?
It was as always. It starts off awkward, but. For the most part, that's what they were speaking about. She doesn't want her to go.
Clearly, they are in a relationship at this point.
But then, like, another weird thing, I guess she was going on, like, another, I guess, adventure or something like that with, I guess, Shane, was it? Not Shane. What's the other dude's name?
Who, Tara?
Shit. Yeah, Tara. She said that she was doing something else. And then it got awkward, and she's like, oh well, but if you want to come, you can come and shit like that. It was a weird conversation, but for the most part, it was just Denise telling her that she doesn't want her to go.
And she tried to like cut the tension in the room, and she told Denise that she loved her. And we kind of found something out about that a little bit later, but we will get to that also. So Denise, mad hype, like, and Tara was like, you don't have to say it back. But, you know, I just want to let you know that I love you. And Denise was like, well, I'll tell you when you come back.
Yeah.
So kind of like, you better come back or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was another conversation. And then Rick, you know, the next day, Rick and the rest of the team, they formulate their plan. They're like, you know, they map out a blueprint on what they're going to do. And they kind of all came together and said, all right, we definitely got to hit them while they're asleep. Mm-hmm. The guy that was from... Hilltop was the one who was basically showing them what the access was going to be like. Yeah, this is when they sleep. You're going to have two guards here. Da 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 da. So they said, all right, we're going to have to go get in while they sleep. We're going to have to figure it out. So they decided what they got to do is, in order to even get there without getting clapped up, is they got to bring them Gregory's head.
Yeah.
And because that's what Negan said he wanted. He said, bring me Gregory's head and you'll get whatever your friend back, whatever the dude's name was. So these niggas, man, I don't know how they were so smart to do this shit, but they tried to locate some old looking walkers, killed a walker, cut their heads off, and then they had this chick, was it Rosita or who was it? They had this chick dye their hair gray.
Yeah.
Not even gonna lie, OD looked like Gregory too.
Yeah.
This nigga Rick, man.
That's why I was laughing.
Yo.
Like, his nose is a little different.
This nigga, they were like, yeah, his nose, I don't know. This nigga Rick picks up the walker head and starts duffing it out like a fucking madman, yo.
Even I was looking at it like, wow.
I'm looking at the screen like, yo, this nigga Rick is really duffing up a dead walker head. Like, what's really good with this nigga? And then he's like, yeah, so this explains why your hand was broken. Gregory tried to fight back and you had to break his nose.
Mm.
And the dude was like, All right. And then the funny thing that he said, that the quotable that everybody retweeted was, they were like, what? Rick was like, what? And dude was like, well, listen, those Savior guys are scary, but they ain't got nothing on you.
Yeah.
that for me was like, yo, Rick is the fucking man. Because at the really end of the day, it's fucking true, man. Yeah. Like, they ain't got shit on this nigga.
It was also weird seeing Father Gabriel with a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that he's been doing the training, you know what I mean, ever since he acts back in the, you know, couple episodes back. But it's just weird to see him with the gun. And I won't lie, when I saw him with the gun, I made the, nigga, you ain't going to do shit.
I did too.
And he proves wrong later on. We'll get to him too.
I mean, this was really a dope episode. So they pull up. They pull up to the place, which is huge. Looks huge. Looks like a fucking military camp, honestly. And it's nighttime. Hopefully I'm not missing anything.
There was just when they were going through the woods, like the people that weren't in the truck, like Dr. Dre's back.
Right, Dr. Dre's back.
He came out of nowhere, and I guess he's partnering with Glenn.
Yep.
So they're going through the woods. I wanted to bring this up because you tweeted this, and it really made me pay attention. They're not even stabbing walkers in the head anymore.
They're not.
They were stabbing these niggas in the neck. And
they're not.
I won't lie. Like, as I was thinking, I said, wait a minute. I saw your tweet. I was like, you're supposed to stab him in the head. Like, y'all are just...
They're doing whatever at this point.
Yeah, like at this point,
did we forget you got to get the brain?
Yeah,
like,
let me stab you in the collarbone. You're
and
good.
These knives are not that fucking long that they're going through your jugular into your brain. At least I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, but that was kind of weird. So yeah, that was that not when they were looking for a walker to take their head?
That was it. That's when that happened.
When they were trying to get the head.
Yeah, that's when that did happen. All right, I'm sorry. So then, yeah, you're good. Cause then,
but anyway, they get to this facility and it's huge and it's pitch black out. So the guy who's essentially bait at this point, he walks up with the bag with the walker head in it, and automatically you hear the guards. Show yourselves. Put your hands up. Who are you?
Yo, speak about how real it was. Remember when the car pulled up and all the sensor lights just shot on?
No, it was real. Like,
I was like, oh shit, these niggas ain't playing no game.
The lights came on. They were like, yo, speak your name. Who are you? Where you coming from? What are you here for? And the dude was like, yo, it's me. I'm here for the, you know, we had something to settle. I bought Gregory's head. And the two, these two guards come out. One is fucking Cock Diesel, and the other one is like, he looks kind of like Spanish, and he's brolic, but obviously he's like the smarter one. He comes out, and the dude is like, you know, he's like, so show me the head, like, what's good? And they were talking mad shit. I really forget what they were saying, but the dude pulled the head out. The guy, the bodyguard,
just fucking
the guard went to look at the head. He's examining it, and the dude, you know, he shook. Sweating.
Yeah, nah.
He's like, yeah, I had to break his nose. That's why my hand is like this. Fucker tried to fight back. They both looking at it like, eh. And then they were like, alright, this is all good. Yeah, like, yeah, he's like, yo, this nigga. He's like, yo, he took his head off. That's crazy. Alright, I'm gonna go get your mans. The one dude walked back in the building and shit just got lit.
Yo.
Shit just got lit. Yo. You just all of a sudden just see niggas run right out the shadow. Yep. You just see shadows run up on the nigga, the other bodyguard that stayed outside. Daryl came up behind him, sliced his neck right open.
Dragged him away.
Nigga dropped. Two other people came, scooped this nigga up, just walked off with him. Literally 2 minutes, literally 2 seconds. The nigga came back out and the other guard was gone. The nigga didn't even think about it. He brought his dude. He was like, all right, man, here's your boy. And as soon as they released him, boom, sword went straight through this nigga.
Sean got him.
Silent as fuck. Got this nigga, dragged that nigga out of there. Then niggas just ran. Then when they dragged him, you just see mad niggas just like from each side just rushing in. Yeah. Everybody from Alexandria
that shit was
just
so
rushing.
Dope.
I'm like, yo, these niggas is on point.
Mm-hmm.
They run into the building and, you know, Rick is obviously orchestrating. He's like, all right, but they're real quiet. You know, he's just giving hand signals. Y'all go here, y'all go here. And then they basically start, long story short, they start going into rooms and offing niggas and they sleep.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy because, like, that's a whole, like, I understand, like, they like they kill people all the time.
Nah, but the way they did it,
the way they did
it,
like these niggas are sleeping and they just
nah. This was cold blooded murder. It's different from like, all right, we gotta survive. They shooting at us, we shooting them. Or it's like, honestly, if you really think about this, if you really put this into perspective, they weren't clapping back at anybody. They weren't getting revenge. They weren't like, yo, we got to do this or we die. It was like, yo, we want to eat. We got to go slaughter these people.
Yeah, remember Rick said, he goes, we got to do this. This is how we eat.
This is how we eat. Like, yo, they really in there murdering.
Yeah.
For all they know, some innocent people. Mm-hmm. So stabbing them in the head. Dot, 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 dot.
Well, it, now, it's if we clarified. Remember, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, if we remember, Glenn has never killed a person. Say what you're going to say before that.
Well, it kind of leads into this.
It's going to get
this.
There?
It's going to lead
into
this.
So if we remember, Glenn has never killed a human. He's never had to yet. In all of these seasons, which is crazy. It's been a long time. And we find out because him and Dr. Dre linked up. I'm mad we calling him Dr. Dre too. I really don't know his name either.
I think people know who we're talking about.
I know people got to know. But
they could have said his name a million times.
Oh,
I automatically call
him
Dr. Dre.
He's Doc. Mm-hmm. But so him and Doc Dre, we realize he has never killed a person either. And so they obviously they get into a room and it's at the point where it's like they got to do it. My heart was racing,
so
racing,
was
racing. Yo, I was on the edge of my seat this whole episode because I'm like, he's going to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to wake up. He's going to wake up. Just do it already.
So slow.
Just do it. Moving so slow. It's like when you're standing over somebody and they're sleeping. Even if you're sleeping and you feel like a shadow come over your eyes. I'm like, yo, he's going to wake up. And he didn't wake up. Glenn killed him. And when he did it, he started like crying a little bit. Like, because he knew what he did was so fucking foul. Like, and it was the first human he had ever had to kill. So he's like, he's sobbing a little bit. And I'm like, yo, be quiet. Don't make no noise. And then Doc Dre is getting ready to do it himself. And Glenn was like, yo, I can't let you do that. Basically, he walked up behind him and grabbed him. And Glenn took care of that.
I think what made them feel better was when they looked up at the wall. That's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
They look up at the wall and then you just see all of the dead bodies like of people that they have killed.
Yep.
And it might have just been that dude or it might have been the niggas out in that room.
It might have just been
room.
Them too, but it puts into perspective how fucking foul they are.
So I think that might have made them feel better because it's like, yo, we just killed these two niggas, but look what they did here. And it didn't look in those pictures, it didn't look like they just shot somebody.
Nah, it was executions.
It looked like they like,
it was executions.
They were mutilating people
and
all that shit. It was crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, they kind of looked at each other like, yo, we fucking with some real ones though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm thinking to myself, no lie, I'm like, yo, if these niggas, like they killing them now, if these niggas wake up, it's going to be an issue. Because you see how many rooms was in there?
Yep.
Mad rooms with at least two people per room. Mm. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, these niggas wake up, yo, it's going to be a wrap.
Which leads into that next scene.
What ends up happening is you see Abraham and Sasha.
I won't lie, I felt good to see them back.
It was back together. Yep. You see Abraham and Sasha, and Sasha tries to get into one of the doors, and the door is locked. Automatically, for me, I'm not even going to lie, I would have skipped that door. Because I thought to myself, you're going to make more noise trying to get into this room.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would take to just go in every other room that's open and wait, go last.
I guess you can't be too careful either, though. Because, like, let's say there are people in that room, but they just locked their door.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I'm thinking obviously there were people in that room, but let them sleep. Because now you're making noise trying to get in the room. You don't know if that person has woken up. Now they're waiting for you.
Mm.
But if you just go kill everybody else, all right, when you come back, you got to deal with maybe 2-3 people. But if you make noise... And they wake up, now you got to deal with them and whoever else you missed in the process. So I'm like, damn, just leave them alone. Mm. But yeah, so Sasha tries to break into that room and, you know, they just got caught up. Somebody was awake. The nigga just walked around the corner, walked out, and Abraham like, oh shit, tried to grab the nigga up and it was a scuffle. And the nigga got to the alarm.
Yeah.
This nigga sounded the loudest alarm in the history of alarms, yo. Like, that shit was, they had to be in a military building because shit was like, it was ringing across the whole fucking county. And
That's when shit got
that was
real.
It was all out war at that point, bro. It was
people
all
was
out
off
war.
Left and right. I thought the shit that was really dope was with when Glenn and Dr. Dre, when
They were
chased, and then they ran into the room, and they just happened to come across all of the choppers.
Let's not get there yet, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's not get there yet. So, when the alarm goes off, we kind of get to see Carol and Maggie. Maggie is like, "Yo, we gotta go help."
Yes, I'm sorry.
We gotta go help. Carol is like, "No, you shouldn't even be out here." And here I am, like,
I'm sure we thought the same.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Carol?
Because Carol, like, back in the day was what, about that.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go. So Maggie is like, "Let's go. We gotta help them." And Carol is like, "No, you shouldn't be." She's literally standing in this bitch's way. You shouldn't be out here. You're pregnant. I'm not letting you go anywhere. Like, being like a fucking mother. And yeah. I'm like, oh no. Mm-hmm. I knew at that point something was gonna happen. Then a walker comes up behind Maggie. Maggie turns around getting ready to pop off. But then Carol, like, killed the walker. But Maggie's standing there like, "Yo, I'm good."
Yeah, yeah.
And Carol is like, "I gotta protect you." Mm-hmm. And that's the shit that gets people killed. And I'm the whole time I was pissed. So Maggie's sitting there trying to deal with Carol's bullshit. And then we see Tara and Jesus in the car, and they're having a discussion.
That weird
conversation. Yeah, they're having a weird conversation, and Gabriel's in there, and they're basically talking about, I forget exactly what they're talking about, but kind of getting into...
This is when she was talking about, like, "I think I lied to her."
Right.
"I love her."
Kind of getting into, like, a different, you know, a whole different topic on what they were on. "I lied to somebody today in order to, you know, make her feel better."
I think she asked him, are you still, like, a pastor or something?
Right. And Gabriel was basically like, "Look, I'm figuring out what I got to do at mm-hmm. this point." Jesus, when that alarm goes off, Jesus is like, "Yo, I'm gonna go see what's up. I'm gonna go help out." And Tara was like, "All right, make sure you don't get seen." And Jesus was like, "I won't get seen." Jesus pulled that shit over his face again, and he was like, "I won't get seen." So this nigga gets out the car, and then that's when Doc Dre and Glenn are running, and of course they find the choppers. They ran right into the armory, which was dope. But they're getting chased by like umpteen niggas with choppers on their own. They run into that room. They flip backwards. They close that door, and they just start letting off at the door, because they just like, "Yo, these niggas is running after us." They just start letting off, and they're in the armory. So I'm thinking, yes, they could just turn around and get another chopper if they need to, and they let off, and then the smoke settles a little
bit.
This
shit was intense.
Dust settles.
Son.
Smoke clears.
Ah, yo,
these niggas open the door.
Yeah, I was really expecting, I won't lie, I was expecting to open the door and like either nobody was going to be there, real cliche.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody's going to be there, or they were still going to be there with the guns. Like, nigga,
right. Like,
be real.
You're caught, nigga. But yeah, they would have clapped them up, so it would have been, I don't think it would have been that quiet. Yeah. They would have been shooting back, you know? So Glenn slowly opens the door, and niggas shot up. And it's very realistic, because if you look close, niggas got bullet holes in their face, arm, legs. It's not just like their bodies got hit up. Like, nah, they got headshots. And then they looking at each other like, all right, so we've both killed niggas at this time. Like, they kind of come to that realization that it's over. Mm-hmm. And you know, while they looking at each other, somebody is not dead yet. One of them dudes goes to grab a gun, and I'm like, "Yo, if he kills Glenn, I'm going."
I didn't even think about Dr. Dre either.
Yo,
son.
I didn't think about that. I'm like, "Yo, if he shoots Glenn, I'm gonna lose my mind." I'm not even gonna lie, I definitely thought one of them was gonna get shot. I didn't doubt that one bit. If you hear the gunshot, this nigga Jesus, man, standing there in all black, yo,
real,
just let off, and he was just like, "Let's go."
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forget what he said. He said something.
He
said something slick.
Rick was offing mad people. Just
Rick was wild.
Mad bodies was getting
It was all out war, man. It was all out war. And he was like, "All right, let's go." And then one of the dudes was outside.
Mm-hmm.
He had made it outside. He was on a motorcycle, and Tara started letting off on him and shot him out off the motorcycle or some shit. I forget if he was on a motorcycle or not, but he was crawling away. He was trying to make his way away. And Gabriel comes up, yo. Gabriel pulls up with the AK. And the dude is, like, crawling away. And then he turns over and he sees that Gabriel's the police. And he's like, What are you gonna, you gonna shoot me, father? What's going on? Talking mad shit to Gabriel. Gabriel just starts saying a fucking prayer.
Yeah, he says a prayer.
Like a fucking G. He starts saying a prayer, a long ass prayer. And I'm saying to myself, shoot him. Just fucking kill him. Like,
nah, I thought it was dope. I get what you mean.
No. I thought it was dope, but I thought Gabriel wasn't gonna do it. I thought the guy was gonna get to a gun or something because I'm like, yo, this nigga's saying a prayer. He's wilding. Like, the dude is, somebody is gonna shoot, somebody else is gonna shoot Gabriel. I'm like, damn, he's wasting his time. But it was fire because he says the prayer and it just one shot, bang, kills the nigga and cocks the shit back like it's nothing. Like, nigga, I've been about this. Yo, I was
right
like,
there,
yo, this nigga Gabriel's the man.
Right there,
son.
I was hyped because you know what? Oh, this whole time since we met him, I'm like, yo, if y'all don't get rid of this nigga right now, please get rid of him.
Clutch.
And then he came through, man.
At that point, it was like, yo, round one goes to Alexandria. Mm-hmm. Like, we got round one. Like, every day, yo, they kill everybody.
Yeah.
So, the one thing that was a little bit unrealistic about this shit is, in the snap of a finger, it was morning time.
Yeah, they opened up the doors.
It was morning time. So, like, when it came out, it was like, okay. It's daylight. And, you know, they start discussing. I was just, the whole time, I was like, wow, I can't believe they really did it. Because I for sure thought they was going to run into problems. Yeah. And they did, but they came out on top. They didn't lose nobody. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn. So, you know, they're talking about how they kind of had succeeded. Yeah. And they were like, damn, talking mad shit. Like, damn, I wish I would have known which one of them motherfuckers was Negan. I'm thinking to myself, I know for damn sure none of them was Negan.
None of them. You ain't catch this nigga.
Then you see somebody ride out on a motorcycle out of nowhere, and I'm like, oh shit, that could be Negan. Mm-hmm. And Daryl was like, fuck. So then they shoot him off of the motorcycle for sure. They caught him. They shot him off of the motorcycle. And Daryl was like, where the fuck did you get this bike? What did you, you know, who else is left? Da-da-da-da-da. And the dude is like, yo, y'all have no idea. Like, just kill me. Y'all don't know what y'all getting into. And so, Glenn, everybody's pointing a gun at the dude, and somebody was getting ready to pull the trigger, and all of a sudden you hear a radio like, put your guns down right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Put your guns down right now, because you know at that point somebody's watching them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I thought it was like somebody with a sniper rifle.
I thought it was somebody with a sniper rifle, too. And it probably is somebody with a sniper rifle.
Yeah,
so,
we don't know.
So they're like, you know, put the gun down right now. We have something you want. And Rick is like, what the fuck you mean we have something you want? And it's a woman's voice. She's like, oh, we have a Maggie and a Carol here. And I'm like, fucking motherfucking Carol. God damn it, if you would have just fucking let. Yo, I was cursing Carol out, yo. I'm like, if you would have just fucking let Maggie go, and if you would have went and rode out, y'all would have been good. Mm-hmm. There would have been no problem.
Yep.
Because they didn't catch nobody else. So they got Maggie and they got Carol hostage. And, that was basically it. It fast forward, you see Morgan welding some shit.
He pisses me off.
I don't know what the fuck he was welding either. It's like the end of the episode was basically Maggie and Carol. You see Maggie and Carol caught up. I don't know what Morgan was doing. He was crying, welding something.
Yeah.
And you know, it from there you go into the Talking Dead. The way it ended, it was so cliche because it's like, yo, somebody always getting fucking held hostage, man. Mm-hmm. Maggie done been held hostage. This is the second time or the third time. No, this is the second time. She got held hostage by the governor. Glenn got held hostage by the governor and by the motherfuckers at Terminus. Everybody got held hostage at Terminus. The whole gang got held. Daryl done been held hostage 17,000 times. It's like, yo, man.
But you know, it's different now because it's like, all right, it's Maggie. She's pregnant. And then it's like,
and Carol's supposed to be real.
Like.
They supposed to be scared of Carol. And I'm like, as viewers, we're supposed to be looking at this and saying, they don't know what they don't know. Yeah. They just made a fucking mistake.
Mm-hmm. But now we're like,
I'm like, fuck, man. Carol getting ready to get Maggie killed.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see on Glenn's face, he's like, damn, yo, I should have never let her come. Like, that was his whole attitude. But man, that episode was dope, man. Let us know what y'all think about the episode. Let us know if we forgot anything. I mean, that was basically it. Yo. Also, for those of y'all who are new listeners, if y'all enjoyed this episode and if y'all have been listening for a few weeks, please leave us a review. Go to your podcast app if you're an Apple user. Go to your podcast app on your phone or your iPad and search the Officially Street Podcast. Click the podcast. Click write a review or click reviews and then click write a review and then rate it however many stars you want and write a little something. You're not going to see it. When you send it, you're not going to see it right away. You got to log into your Apple account. You're not going to see it right away. You'll see it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody that has been writing reviews. Also, officiallystreet.com. Check that out. Facebook.com/officiallystreet. And if you listen to this, if you're listening to this on a Droid, you could always catch us on SoundCloud. So yep. SoundCloud.com/officially-street.
Make sure you hit the likes on there. Get the like button on that.
Definitely hit the likes. That repost us on there. And also,
you guys could actually leave comments on there. And you could actually leave a comment like right at a moment. Like let's say you have a question about something that we said. You could do it right at that time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then we get it, and all we have to do is just go on there and you know, look at it, and we respond. We actually do a pretty good job at responding to people whenever they leave us something.
Right, right, right. So we hope y'all enjoyed the episode. We'll see y'all next week. I'm at JOmegaSO on every social media network. That's IG, Snapchat, and Twitter.
And I am at Sire_SO on Snapchat. I wild out and it's Sire_SO on every other social media.
And we'll see y'all next week.
We out, y'all.
Out.
I ain't gon' lie, you been on my mind. You like a star, cause you always shine. The way you move, girl, it should be a crime. I'm about to beat it up for the second time. I don't wanna see the sun, please close the blinds. Oh, it's morning, I'm still stroking. Got you moaning, I'm just zoning. Now I'm rolling, about to smoke this. Got me focused. I take another shot, I'm feeling like an alcoholic. Phone is ringing loud, I wonder who the fuck is calling. This is one girl that I used to work with. Yeah, I hit once, now she thirsty. I ignored it. You don't have to worry, take another puff. But when you leave, I'm probably gonna call her up. I'm just joking, but I shouldn't joke with that stuff. But you here, and we've been
smoking all week. Drinking all week. Now she asks some questions like, what are we? Girl, get your foot off the gas. I just wanna enjoy this moment. It's best if we don't move too fast.
I don't think that I'm gonna commit soon. I don't think I can make this official. But if you leave, I will miss you. And yes, I know I got me some issues. What you doing? I just flew in. I can scoop you. We can both do what we used to. You know the usual. I know what you like. I can do it.